Hi, my name's Mark Potter. I'm one of the counselors at Intermountain's Employee Assistance Program, and I'd like to offer you today a brief self-compassion meditation. Self-compassion's tricky. As caregivers, we're really, really good at offering compassion to others, and frankly, we kind of suck at offering it to ourselves. Not our fault, by the way. All of our brain circuitry involved in having a response, a compassionate response to others' suffering, is outwardly directed. There's nothing in there that has it directing it toward ourselves, so it's really not our fault. But it is something that we can develop, we can practice, we can grow and strengthen. And right now, believe me, we need all the self-compassion that we can get. Self-compassion is not narcissistic. It's not self-obsessed. It's really just a kind response to our own suffering and a desire that we be happy. And in fact, it really is our own sense of wanting to be happy and to not suffer that allows us to be compassionate to others. So it's in our best interests in being compassionate to others that we be compassionate toward ourselves. So that's what I'd like to offer today. So if you'd like to join me, please find a comfy position in which you can sit for a bit. And I should say that this script and the ideas are from a program called Compassion Cultivation Training, which we hope to offer here at Intermountain at some point. It was developed at Stanford and has many years of great data supporting it. So off we go. I'd like to settle into a comfortable position. I'd invite you to close your eyes if that feels okay. If not, it's fine to have them partially open with a soft focus toward the ground in front of you. And beginning to just notice your breath wherever you can most easily feel it. That might be at the tip of the nose, or the rise and fall and expanding and contracting of the chest, or the rise and fall of the abdomen, wherever it's easiest, just noticing those sensations. It's fine to quietly note in and out at the back of the mind if you wish, though it's not necessary. We're not particularly worried about the mind wandering. All minds wander. That's completely normal. All we'll do is bring ourselves back to the breath over and over. People sometimes think they have to keep the mind from wandering during meditation, and it's quite impossible. We do our best to pay attention to the breath, but we know the mind will wander. That's okay. And now, if you would please, imagining yourself as a small child, maybe a 2-year-old toddler running around, knocking things over, and imagining having a feeling of compassion for this 2-year-old you, like you would any other 2-year-old. Imagining this child perhaps injured or sick, skinned knee, or not feeling well. Creating the emotion of a compassionate response to this childhood you. And then offering these phrases of well-wishing for this childhood you. May you be free from pain and suffering. May you be free from fear and anxiety. May you experience peace and joy. May you be free from pain and suffering. May you be free from fear and anxiety. May you experience peace and joy. Imagining, just nurturing, this childhood you. And now cultivating a compassionate image that could represent a source of wisdom, strength, love, and caring for yourself. It could be the image of a wise person or an ancestor who you admire. It could be something from nature, a magnificent tree or the deep blue sea, or perhaps a religious icon that has special meaning for you. But choosing an image from whom you can imagine receiving nothing but love and acceptance. My image actually is Dolly Parton. I can imagine receiving nothing but love and acceptance for me just as I am from Dolly Parton. So please choose an image and imagine that vividly in your mind. Whoever, whatever that image is, feeling in the presence of this compassionate image, you can be completely yourself. Nothing more, nothing less. No need for pretension. You don't have to try to be someone other than yourself. There's no judgment or critical voice. Just a feeling of acceptance, warmth, and tenderness. Imagining receiving this from your compassionate image. Creating the emotion around that. Feeling that in the presence of this image, you can be completely yourself. Completely yourself. And retaining this image as you breathe. Receiving nothing but love and acceptance from this image, just as you are. Creating the emotion around that, really letting it come inside to fill your heart. And then as you breathe in, visualizing warm light rays emerging from your compassionate image, which touch you. As these light rays touch you, imagining they soothe you, they ease your suffering. And give you strength and wisdom. Imagining perhaps even breathing these light rays in to fill every cell in your body, and then breathing them out to the rest of the world to ease the world's suffering. Breathing in from your compassionate image, love and acceptance, and breathing this out to the rest of the world. Playing with that for a moment. And then silently repeating, may I be free from pain and suffering. May I be free from fear and anxiety. May I experience peace and joy. May I be free from pain and suffering. May I be free from fear and anxiety. May I experience peace and joy. And then coming back to the breath for just a moment. Taking a couple of deeper than usual breaths now. And then opening your eyes. Well, thanks for joining me. I'm so glad you were here. And I hope we can practice this thing of giving ourselves self-compassion, because it really is something that can be strengthened with practice. We can get better at it over time. Thanks. Bye-bye.